The last major item, item six. Okay. Item six is on the draft West Kowloon Cultural District Development Plan number S/K20/WKCD/1. That is our paper number TFK/05/2012. You would have received from the secretary the website link to the reference or background material, because WKCD has already briefed this task force earlier on in October 2010, that we have the paper number TFK/03/2010, when they conducted the consultation about the free options. And then on the 19th of October 2011, that is paper number TFK/13/2011, of which that they brief us about the stage three public engagement exercise. I would like to welcome the team to come back to this meeting, and the following representatives would be from the team. Firstly, from the planning department, Mr. C.K. So and Mr. C.H. Mack, welcome again. And then from the West Kowloon Cultural District Authority, Mr. Chen Man Wai, Ms. Bonnie Wong, Mr. Gammon Chen, and Mr. Derek Sun. From Foster Partners, Colin Watt. From Mott MacDonald Hong Kong Limited, Mr. Sai Cheng Hong. From LD Asia, Mr. Dixon Hui. From MVA, Mr. Stephen Ho and Mr. Fred Brown. And from Earth Asia, Mr. Paul Chen. And finally, from Terry Farrows and Partners, Mr. Felix Lee. So thank you and welcome to the task force. I would like to invite members to declare interest, if you have any, on this agenda item. Yes, Leslie.
I guess the same. I am on the WKCD Park Development Committee. And I also serve at the Hong Kong Institute of Landscape Architect Council, on which Mr. Paul Chen is the Vice President.
Thank you. I think your involvement in the Park Development Committee is relatively direct in relation to this particular item on the development plan. So perhaps, Leslie, you can stay, but you will refrain from making remarks. Ida?
As a member of the consultation panel.
In general?
Yes, in general.
Okay. So so I think it would be fair to ask Ida to stay, but not to make any comment on this particular item as well. Thank you, Ida. Is there any other member who want to declare interest? Sorry? Okay. If not, then maybe let us move on to this item. Now, in this meeting, the representatives will present the draft West Kowloon Cultural District Development Plan, that is DP, which was published in the Gazette and exhibited for public inspection on the 30th of March 2012 for 2 months. And to recap, in drawing up the DP, WKCD Authority had consulted the task force on the 4th of October and the 4th of October 2010 and 19th of October 2011 as part of their stages 2 and 3 public engagement respectively. And the task force view on the draft DP were conveyed to the Town Planning Board on the 20th of January 2012. So may I now invite Mr. So to present the paper. This is relatively complex, and please try to make your presentation within 15 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. As shown in the slide, the WKCD area was originally zoned OU annotated arts, cultural, entertainment, commercial, and other uses on the OZP. And in the former OZP, the area is subjected to a maximum plot ratio of 1.81, and not more than 20% of the total plot ratio shall be used for residential uses, and there should have a provision of not less than 23 hectares of public open space, including 3 hectares of piazza area and a waterfront promenade of not less than 20 meters in width. Then we come to the land uses proposed in the DP. The DP covered an area of about 40.91 hectares, as mentioned before, after including the seawall and other minor adjustments, and the proposed GFA amounts to about 740,000 meters square, equivalent to about 1.81 port ratio. And the proposed GFA for residential is within the limit of 20% of the total GFA, and the provision of public open space and the, say, the proposed building height, etc., all meet the restriction in the last OZP. And in terms of green coverage, the DP proposed a provision of not less than 30% overall, and in the park, not less than 60%. And I'll go through the proposed land use zoning one by one. The most prominent land uses will be the open space, which among O1, and we divide it into two parts, O1 and O2. The O1 will be the location where the park will be situated, and amount to about 40.35 hectares. And the building heights proposed will be not more than 3 stories. The O1 will comprise the park as well as the waterfront promenade. And in the explanatory statement of the DP, we have also mentioned that a cycle path or track will be provided within the park. The use of the O2 will be a bit different from the park, because the O2 will mainly a tree-lined avenue with different piazza area along the avenue. It will also be the major connection along the WKCD east to west, where the pedestrian and the visitors can make use of accessing different areas of the WKCD. The building height restriction proposed in this area is 1 story, and the area involved is about 2.88 hectares. The first land use zone will be the OU Arts, Cultural, Entertainment and Commercial Uses. It will be the area where the core arts and cultural facilities will be located. And within these facilities and the area they situated, there will be a provision of public open space of not less than 5.77 hectares. Together with the public open space to be provided in the open space zone, it will meet the requirement of the provision of land less than 23 hectares of public open space. The building height restriction will be in 3 parts, about 50 MPD, 100 MPD, and 17 MPD. The fourth zone will be the OU mixed uses. The 4 areas in this use will be mainly for the office, residential, and hotel uses, but it will also accommodate various arts and cultural facilities to encourage a vibrant mix of use. Within the WKCD, we have also designated 3 other OUs for the purpose of building an electricity substation and to accommodate the existing 2 ventilation buildings. For the ESS area, we have suggested a 33 MPD building height and not more than 3,400 meter square GFA. As I mentioned, the main access connecting east and west will be through the avenue, and there will also be major connections between the north and south. And because this connection will also serve the purpose to improve air ventilation, we have designated 5 major connections on the DP as non-building areas, ranging from 8 meter wide to 15 meter wide. all those core arts and cultural facilities will be implemented in two phases. As soon as red will be fall within the phase one, and those purple will be phase two. And I shall go through the major urban design framework briefly. As mentioned before, one of the key features of the development will be the park. So it will provide ample open space and greenery within the WKCD. And for the building height, we have a profile of descending to the east and west, as well as we will have higher building at the back and lower building facing the harbor. We have also different vantage points along the waterfront promenade and along the central square to provide clear vision to the harbor at different parts of the WKCD. And in the WKCD development, there will be a number of iconic buildings that the WKCD authority will hold competition for the design to make sure all these buildings will be well recognized landmark in the area. And along the waterfront promenade, there will be provision not just for the recreational purposes, but well integration with the adjoining users to provide dining, recreation, and entertainment purpose, so that the original intention of having a high vibrancy activities in all through the WKCD will be implemented. Connectivity between WKCD and the adjoining area is also a very key consideration in designing the DP. As shown in the plan, there will be ample connection with the current, say, the Cowan Station, the future Express Rail Station, and the current Austin Station, as well as connection to the existing area of Jim Sha Tsui, Jordan, and further north to the Yau Ma Tei area. All this area shown yellow on the plan will be the pedestrian lane that the area itself will be free from vehicle and enable the pedestrian to have a pleasant walking environment. The task force has expressed concern about the future marine facilities to be provided in the WKCD. As shown in this figure, in the modified concept plan presented earlier, there's a number of marine facilities proposed in the area. And we have, say, seeking legal advice on whether these facilities should be or could be shown on the DP. For the piers, because the water area occupied by them will not be accessible by other marine facilities or marine traffic, and it will likely be considered as a form of reclamation such that it will be subject to the PHO, so that on the current DP, there's no pier shown on them. For the landing step, because these facilities will be constructed at the land area, and provided the design is conventional like we have now, without encroaching on the harbor water area, they can be provided in the WKCD. But because this landing step is not itself an individual land users, so there's no need to show on the DP. There are also proposals to have art pontoons and wheeling platform. For the art pontoons, because this is just a temporary facility and will be subject to events to be held, provided they will not involve any permanent coverage of the seawater area, these art pontoons can be provided. For the wheeling platform, it really depends on the design of wheeling platform to see whether they will encroach onto the water area, preventing other users from making use of the water surface. So it will be dependent on the future design of this platform in the coming design work of the WKCD authority. So in the current DP, we have not included the pier area, but for the art pontoon, wheeling platform, and the landing step, they can be provided in the WKCD subject to the design, and WCDA authority will take it further. And I will add a point about the point made by Paul earlier about the fire station, the fireball pier. Because the fireball pier will be also subject to PHO, and up till now, there's not a location that has been identified and acceptable to the fire service department, so there is a need to retain their current pier right here. So not until a reprovisioning pier can be identified, the current fireball pier cannot be used by the WCD in its development. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, thank you very much for the presentation. May I now invite questions and comments from members? Paul?
Just waiting for everybody else. All right, fireball pier, let's start with that one. I understand it's for the fire services, and we've got one on North Point as well. The fire services, they want it for themselves, but they hardly use it, only when they need it. So, but it's an ugly pier and sits right on the front of the waterfront there, so why don't we include it in WKCD to make sure that they make it look nice and that the fire services department can continue to make use of it, but at least it's properly designed. So I don't see why it should be excluded. But it should be, you know, can we have some confirmation, but maybe not from you, but from WKCD, that they will put money in it to whatever visually integrated and make sure that there's not somebody else piece of land so we don't do anything about it. That's for one. The platform arts pontoons, you know, I'm representing the Protection of Society for Protection of the Harbour, and we put in the awkward position that we've got to push for reclamation. So it's a bit strange how you guys go about it. If you want to establish the public overriding need for the piers and for the platforms and the arts pontoon, you could better start showing it and promoting it and have discussion about it. Otherwise, you're never going to establish the public overriding need. But by excluding it, you're not going to have that discussion. So I'm a bit, you know, we've asked about it last time, and still we're not presented with your program for the platform and the arts pontoon. So when are you going to present designs? How are you going to generate public interest? How are you going to establish the public overriding need? And don't go to transport department because they tell you that they won't need it. But so there is amenity value in these rather than transport value primarily. So you have to do a lot of hard work to make sure that you establish the public overriding need. But I don't see them make any progress on that. So can I have a program for what you plan to do for the piers, the platforms, and the arts pontoons? On the building heights, I don't have any particular comments other than, you know, remembering my own old design days in, you know, I would not never want it to be restricted. So is Foster happy? So that's my question. Is Foster happy with those building heights? And if they're happy, I guess we're all going to be happy, but I hope they're not. I've raised this issue last time, the no building areas as a way to create a circulation space between the buildings. I'm a bit worried about that under the current system in Hong Kong. If it's part of the building, but it's a non-building area, then the ownership falls under the guy that owns that building or manages that piece of property. So the management then, I'm not sure how you can organize the management for the non-building areas in a consistent manner. Also, it tends to be that if the non-building areas are just therefore managed by them, then we have some restrictions on the public use of that space. If it's supposed to be public space, but there are management obligations from the property that for which it is a non-building area, then we get all these complicated arrangements that we see at Times Square and everywhere else. And everywhere else, we already know we have all these problems. Link Plaza in Stanley just lose all its tables and chairs because of some. Because exactly for the same reason. It's a public space within a private area, and they don't want to put the tables and chairs on that, and the tables and chairs have to be removed and all of that stuff, because that's how currently FEHD and Lens Department and everybody manages this space. So how are you guys going to do it differently? So I've asked this last time, why don't you just properly zone it as a road? You're sure you've got less space to calculate your plot ratio, but to have it as non-building area, I just find it a bit strange. Why don't you just properly have it as public open space or whatever, and rather than creating these management issues? Or do you have a solution for it? Then I'll be very happy too, but I haven't heard it. The we cycling connectivity through the area. I see that Transport Department has beaten you up and that you just do a cycling in the park area because Transport Department probably told you that cycling is dangerous and can't be done anywhere. So I just wanted to see this particular area, if there's all going to be pedestrian, how is your security services going to get around? Is your security services going to drive around the area with segways or electric buggies or they're going to be on a bicycle? Seems to be for a big area like this, your security services for any management staff will be on a bicycle and not in an electric buggy and not in a segway, in whatever vehicle, which would be having a conflict with the pedestrians, but should they be on a cycle? And if so, then where are they going to cycle? Now, I don't mind you don't do cycle tracks because I think they're ugly. This Transport Department's way of destroying Hong Kong. But the you know, by having these segregated concrete pieces of I think it should have it integrated. But at least can we see it? Can we see it in the plan and not as the usual planning terminology, always permitted? But can we actually visualize it? Where can we? Where would you have cycling connectivity? Where is that shared space? Where are you going to allow it? And is there enough space? Are the level differences taken care of, or are there going to be steps so you can't go there with a cycle? So where would you be able to take the cycle for the security services and venue managers at least, and hopefully for visitors? And then the through connection. If there is a cycle track that connects from east to west, is it going to be the waterfront side or is it going to be the roadside? You know, can we at least identify the through connection for cycling? In the future, we hope that there is going to be ability to get past this area on a bicycle. So where will that be? Is it going to be in the road reserve? Is it going to be in West Kowloon Cultural District area? Where is it going to be? But I think we should have see that cycling connectivity. So those are the immediate questions I would have, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Paul. YY?
Actually, can you show the let's go back to the plan with the Aspen Toon and the piers? Yes, okay, yeah. Actually, I'm all for, you know, the ideas of having Aspen Toon there because I think this is a cultural district. After all, I think we need something new for Hong Kong. But it seems to me that the location of the pontoon being next to the pier may, I don't know, because there will be like ferries, boats coming in and out, you know, like off the pier. Would it be too close to the pontoon, you know, like making like a currents or I don't know, you know, I don't know much about like a water current and things like that. And actually, and also for the piers, I think we definitely need access from the water side. And I think if we have, I mean, you have to face the music anyway, because, you know, like if you have this pier, if you don't do it, as Paul say, if you don't do it now, the public is not aware of this, and then you don't get the support you need, you know, like for getting the pier in the plan. And also, can we have the plan for the open space, O1 and O2? Yes. For O2, you have eating place in column 1 of the notes. I just wonder because, you know, on both sides of the O2, you have this OU blah 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 blah, and they all agree, you know, I mean they all have provision for like a dining and dining facilities. So do you really need to have eating place for O2? In column 1, and is this the idea like for alfresco dining?
Before I ask the team to respond, this morning at about, it's really the afternoon, about 12:30, the secretary has received a message from the Cycling Alliance. As well on this particular item, which is cycling as sustainable transport in WKCD. Now the secretary is going to table this for the meeting and make sure that the team would have a copy. I think it would be unfair for the team to respond to it right now, but we want to make sure that the team also have a copy of it, and that may also relate to what Paul has mentioned just now. May I now invite the team to respond to the questions raised by Paul and YY, please?
Thank you, Chairman, and members' comments. I'll respond to Paul's comment first. For the proposal, say, to improve the visual appearance of the current viable pier, I think we shall discuss further with the WKCDA to see what we can done. So definitely it will, say, complement the whole development, and we shall do as far as we can. And we shall discuss with the FSD further. And about the pier itself, the two proposed piers at present are not shown on the DP, but it does not prevent it from having a pier in future if the authority can, say, go through the test that required under the PHO about the necessity of a pier, how to override the public interest. But at this stage, because all these works had not been done, so it cannot be shown on a DP. But they will definitely work towards this in the future development. And for the building height restriction, I can confirm that the Foster is quite happy about that. So I think, in fact, the modified concept plan prepared by Foster is a very good plan. And as I have presented earlier about the building height profile, it will surely complement the whole development. And the proposal itself is quite welcome within among government departments as well. So I think it should be okay. And for the NBA, Post can be reassured that the earlier management issue raised by the task force is well recognized, and we are doing works on that, not just about the NBA or the common area, but the management issue of the whole WKCD in future, about the division of labor between the authority and the government, or even among government departments. And we are working actively on that. And because the OSAT, the DP itself, the main purpose is to provide a statutory planning framework to facilitate the development of WKCD. So it may not be appropriate to put all those management or detailed design elements in the DP, which, say, will be subject to changes and bound to have changes in future. So as mentioned in the explanatory statement, apart from doing the DP preparation, we are also working with the WKCD authority on an outline development plan. And on that plan, we will prepare more detailed design about the whole area, including the landscaping, connectivity, and other engineering elements as well. And that ODP will be used as a basis for the future land disposal purpose. So Paul can be reassured that we are looking towards this direction, and the ODP, once its preparation is mature, we also bring it to the task force for comment. And for the proposed cycling track, we have mentioned that there will be cycling track or cycle path within the park, but whether such cycling facilities can be extended to the other area of the WKCD will be subject to detailed design that will be taken forward in the coming months. Because apart from the demand for cycling, there are competing demand from the pedestrian and other users as well, and we have to strike a balance between them. And regarding the connection of cycling outside of KCD with the adjoining area, personally, I think it will be a very difficult task because the whole WKCD will be surrounded by trunk road and highways. But surely, we will work with the CEDD to see if anything we can do. But I cannot give any promise right now. And for YY's comments about the O2, yes, we have placed the eating place in column 1 because of the nature of the adjoining users, the OU, mixed users, and the ACCU. But we have restricted the amount of those facilities to a maximum GFA of 300 meters square. and the building height is restricted to one story. So we expected to have some kiosks or outside dining facilities in the avenue, but not a very extensive one and should not be a hindrance to the other users of the avenue. Thank you, Chairman. I'll be a pardon.
About the currents that YY raised, would the safety be an issue?
The marine facility shown on the modified concept plan, I will take it as a conceptual plan because the piers, the arc pontoons, wind platform, and even the landing steps are subject to design that has to be carried out in future. So in putting on all those detailed design, the authority will surely look into the safety, the convenience, integration, and other elements as well. But for the pier, I have to stress that there's still a long road to go before it can be realized.
Thank you. Other comments from members? Paul?
Yeah, so I come back to the same question. I repeat it, and I can see that Plan D may cannot answer the question, but Wes Calhoun is here, so I hope that's the name anyway. What's the program for developing these ideas for the piers and the platforms of the arc pontoons? I mean, when are you going to progress with them? How are you going to go forward? Are we just going to let them sit? And wouldn't piers be maybe even useful for when you do your construction to have them already in place? I know with Cyberport, the pier was built first, so they could build Cyberport. Now we've got a pier, and it's not being used, but it was used for construction. So I just don't see the argument why you can't. Anyway, let me know a program. I think everybody likes to know that. The other question I have is on the pedestrian connectivity with the surrounding areas, especially with Tsim Sha Tsui. And I know that in the old days there was this idea for how you're going to better connect with Kowloon Park. And is there any going to be an increase in the level of service between Kowloon Park and Tsim Sha Tsui Station? The old day Foster set the ideas of the monorail and things like that. And is there in this plan includes reserves for that? How are you going to connect better between Canton Road and Kowloon Park, for example? That's what was the other park there, King George the Fifth, isn't it? The other park there up there. In that direction, I can see that the other connections are established in front of the station, and probably what is going to disappear is the ice rink is probably going to disappear. It's probably going to be the new entrance to elements in the future. So those probably two questions. Let me see if I have anything. In terms of the ODP versus OZP, maybe that we can have some explanation. I would assume that you do your OZP based on an ODP rather than the other way around. And how are you going to deal with conflicts in the future? So the ODP is going to, you're going to hit the constraints that are in the OZP, and then you do your ODP, and then you find you have constraints. How are you then going to resolve the constraints, which you then figure out you don't actually, you want to make changes? Anyway, that cycle, if you can have a bit of a clearer idea how flexible you're going to be with the ODP. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Vincent?
Yes, just 2 points more on the design of the park in general. First of all, I think I share Paul's concern about those people flow issues. I think it's not just within the WKCD area, but also its linkage with other parts of the whole Kowloon Peninsula. And it seems at some stage, there was some discussion about the building of those automated people mover or things like that, which I don't know whether it's still here. But I think this sort of APM facilities can be useful for connecting those MTR stations and the express rail link with the cultural district, because without that sort of people flow, it's not easy to attract people to spend, walking a long distance to the district. Also within the cultural district, say the mega performance venue with other parts of the district, if you don't have that sort of easier to take facilities, then say for example after you have watched a show at the MPV, you may need to walk 15 to 20 minutes to find somewhere to eat in the second part of the cultural district, which may not be very user-friendly, I would say that way. So I think in the actual design stage, the authority must pay more attention to how to facilitate people flow within the district as well as from the district to various major transport interchanges. The second point I think I've mentioned before is about the design in the open space, I mean the OU1 area, which I would again recommend less trees and more real open space with grass or some performance facilities rather than surrounded by a jungle, because I think the public generally wants more space to walk around rather than under the trees in the design. So this is something for the authority to think further. Thank you.
Thank you, Vincent. Franklin.
Thank you, Chair. I think I mentioned last time, and like what Vincent has just said now, the mega performance venue has a pedestrian linkage bottleneck there. And I see from the drawing this time, because last time there is no drawing on the transportation strategy, that there is only vehicular roads that's planned to circulate around, that loop around that area. But then there is no mass transportation system there. And like what Vincent has just said now, that means people have to walk for tens of minutes in order to reach a major mass transportation node. And that would create some congestion problems whenever there is mega performance there. So I think this issue has to be addressed before that plan is going to work. And another issue is about the waterfront promenade that's fronting to the southeastern part and in front of the building, main building clusters there. And I wonder if there is any provision to ensure that actually the promenade would be designed as something that flows out from the building. That means the interior space of the building would connect well with the open waterfront promenade, while at the same time, it won't block the people walking horizontally on the drawing from east to west and west to east. That means I foresee some activities happening outside the buildings because the buildings are there, so people will flow out from the building and have some activities there. But then that's also a major pedestrian circulation route. So those activities and the circulation may use the same space and have some conflict also, but then that could be, I think, resolved. But I don't know how these interactions and those requirements could be implemented at this level, at the master planning level.
Thank you, Franklin. I think before I invite the team to respond, I also want to raise two points. We can see that there's a lot of enthusiasm from the general public, and they are in general very supportive of WKCD, especially after this Heipang, all this experience. So I just wonder, in relation to all these kind of general support, etc., for your phrase 1 and phrase 2 shown on page 5, is there any chance for these target completion date to be speeded up a little bit so that, you know, it's possible for the general public kind of to enjoy it more and kind of to gain further support for its future move? But the second thing I just wonder, because I think for the task force in the previous meetings, we did mention about our support for various type of marine facilities. And it's very good that you have already shown it on some of the maps, even though it's not within the development plan. I think we have all the innovative people here with all the technical support. It's just an idea. For example, for the viewing platform, would it be possible for it to be like on the first floor, like what Franklin has suggested? That would be, you know, bringing the indoor and the outdoor and without involving kind of reclamation if it is just a viewing platform on the first floor. Would you be exploring some of these issues? May I now ask the team to respond to all these kind of questions first? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman and members. As usual, I'll respond to Paul's first. uh, for the connection with Kowloon Park, is it affirmative that all those proposed connections in the PE3 will go to examine their feasibility and go to implement it as far as we can to complement the phasing of the WCD? And as we mentioned, say, in the PE3, there will be a possible environmentally friendly transport system that connecting WKCD with its adjoining area. But the most of this, we call it EFTS, has yet to be confirmed. It can be in form of a eco bus, it can be monorail or travelator, and all these are being examined by the authority to see the to maximize the efficiency and the cost effectiveness. So the connection, say, between east and west, we take it as an issue because of the, say, walking distance involved. And we surely will provide facilities to, say, to enable the pedestrian to have a present, say, experience in the WKCD. And Paul has rightly pointed out that the sequence of preparing town plans, usually we say we'll carry out a study for the ODP first and then to take out the relevant elements in the formulation of the OZP. But for the WKCD, the situation is a bit different because the WKCD has gone through the process of a design competition or the concept plan competition. And even, say, the Foster has prepared a quite elaborated concept plan for the whole development. So it has carried out part of the work that we should say normally have to be carried out in the formulation of ODP. So in view of the urgency of the WCD development, we have to take these tasks in parallel so that in preparing the DP, given that it is providing a statutory framework for the development, we can base on our, say, preparation work and write on the assessment and the work that has been carried out by the authority in the Foster's concept plan. But in the implementation of the DP, we will have to encounter issues that the DP is not detailed enough for all those elements to put into work, say about the urban design, the landscaping, connectivity, and all those engineering. But please reassure that all these elements have their groundwork prepared because various assessment has been carried out by the authority in arriving at the DP. So in the coming months, we are going to write on those assessments and put on all these ideas into more details and put it on the ODP for the implementation purpose. And then come to Winston's comment about the people flow. So the APM, or we call it a EFTS, will surely be implemented, but the mode itself has to be tested further. And about the design of the park, or the O1, we are in the course of preparing a more detailed landscaping plan for the whole area. So the comments of Winston and members will be taken into account. And about the design of the waterfront promenade, how it can be integrated with the adjoining, say, land uses. Our approach is to focus on the plan intention of WKCD. On the one hand, we have to promote a vibrant activities in the district and have to provide a pleasant pedestrian environment for all visitors. So an integrated design and, if possible, an all-weather design, if we can be put into the future design of the all the pedestrian facilities, including the waterfront promenade, we'll all consider that. So in the detailed design of the ODP, the detailed landscaping plan as well as the pedestrian connection plan will be one of the deliverables. And about the program of the WCCD, I trust the authority has been working very hard to push the early completion of these facilities. And I'm sure they will have got the message that they will try their best to implement the all these facilities to meet their current program and, if possible, to advance as far as possible. And the design of the wing platform, the comment and the opinion given is very good, because we are as well looking towards this direction. So how to integrate it with all those terraced designs of the facilities, and how to enable the visitors to have a very convenient connection and enjoyable experience from using the facilities as well as accessing to the waterfront promenade. And my response is.
Thank you. Since we have a big team here, maybe we also have some response from the team for this round of questions first, before I get to the second round. Yes.
Yes, Chairman. This is MW from WKCDA. Maybe I first respond to a Paul's comment, particularly the program. And I can appreciate that everybody is very keen that all the venues can be completed on time and possibly earlier. We have published the completion timing for the venues only, and I can appreciate that a lot of people are very keen that, apart from the venues, how about the others, that like the public rooms, the park and the promenade and all this, how we go about doing it. And we, our plan is to have all those like the promenade of the park and the square, all this, to tie back into the venue's completion, but possibly earlier. Both the common areas and the venues that we're talking also faced with a number of constraints that we encounter on site. Say, for example, the XRL, we can only be able to get back a site, say, for example, so some areas 201, 415, and some other areas will be have to resolve some of the technical problems. But we are very keen to complete most of the work to tie back into our completion program. Say, for example, the C2 Center that the chairman mentioned, that we have just started work on it, and hopefully this will be the first venue completion with the success that we got for the Bamboo Theater, which is apart from building the actual venues, we will possibly be also doing temporary venues in parallel. So people will be starting to enjoy the whole of this WKCD area very, very early on, even talking about enjoying this year, all right? So particularly in the park, then we are getting the temporary license to use the park and all this. As for the piers, definitely the WKCDA is very, also very keen to have the piers, and that's why we are also working on it. And we understand that there will be a lot of hurdles, but this is also under our program to get through those hurdles. And we're looking into see whether the piers can be treated as public piers, but apparently the Transport Department may not have that idea of public piers. So we have to do it ourselves with our own money, possibly, and to look into that also. So we are also very, very keen to have that seafront connection. As for the art pontoons, as all the other members are aware, this art pontoon is sort of not permanent, it's can be movable. So we have to design that. And all the promenade design, we have not started the detailed design, but all the comments received will be very valuable, in particular how we tie back into the venue, how you float the usage to the promenade, the east-west connection and the north-south connection, how we can do that. And that will be included in our design work. On the fireboat pier, some beautification of it, maybe I will talk to our visual arts, visual culture people to see whether they can turn it into the installation arts. there may be one area that we can look into. Other comments are including the connection to the other parts of this cultural district, to the, say, for example, the Chimsaja area and other areas. We are looking, really very keen looking into eco bus, and to see whether, because this will have a flexibility as well as the environmental friendly merits that that not only within our connection within our district, but to connect to other areas, say, for example, the MTR station and other areas. Other comments related to MPV, maybe our transport expert can add some comment on it. Thank you.
Okay. I don't think I've got that much to add because I think we've talked about the EFTS three times just then, but I think it is important that the east-west accessibility is catered for properly so people can move from one end of the development to the other and have multi-purpose visits rather than get stuck in one place. And they can enter by one MTR station and then transfer and go to the other end, WKCD. So, as I understand it, those various options will be looked at. They could be ground level options, they could be elevated options. So they also have quite serious planning issues to be taken into account when you insert such a mode, whether it's a travelator or a tram or an APM, elevated or at grade. So it's not a simple task, and they have effects on movement at ground level. So it's something that has to be very thoughtfully done. As for the water access, I think everybody would like it, so I think I'm preaching to the converted. Our difficulties lay in other places in terms of the PHO and everything else. Sadly, a big franchise service would be very difficult to introduce financially. I mean, we're already struggling to keeping the existing services, but other forms of harbour hoppers and taxis do merit serious investigation. And also when we have big events, boats may be used to take people away back to the island and other places. I mean, certainly, for example, O2 in London, it has a serious role in servicing O2, and it also has a role if there's any problem with other modes, such as the railway, which I had the pleasure of experiencing at O2 when the railway broke down. So the ferry pier is a very important thing, potentially, for special events, if we can achieve it. The walk connections, just to reassure you, I mean, a very major effort was made to achieve this pedestrian-dominated continuity all the way from Austin Station, XRL Station, to Elements and through the whole development. And that's been a driving force in all the designs, and I think sometimes we forget it because we've got so familiar with it. But the connections into the old fine-grained Chimsar Choi are much more challenging, but as said, we are pursuing those. And links also into Elements and upgrade it to XRL. So I think that's all I wish to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's very glad to hear that from the transport team you have been working on all these important issues, especially like Vincent and Franklin has mentioned, after mega events, for example. And it's very glad to hear that, Mr. Brown, you used the term pedestrian-dominated system. Right, we make sure that pedestrian is a priority in this area. And perhaps the landscape team can comment a little bit more about the open space OU1 that Vincent has mentioned.
Hello. There are different types of open space within the site, in O1, O2, and also in the OU zone, including some type of piazza space, some of the terrace gardens, and certainly the park and the waterfront promenade. I think, yes, there will be different types of open space and different type of planting strategy to them. There will be some part with more intensive tree planting, and there will be some part with less dense tree planting. But that is all subject to detailed design. But I would like to point out that for the tree planting, I think instead of hindering people from using the open space by trees, I think actually the tree planting would allow a shaded environment for some activities. So we should see that as an opportunity. Instead of a constraint.
Thank you. Paul, you have another comment?
Yeah, I have two comments, three. An eco bus at ground level or a solution at elevated level? Now, elevated solution are the ugliest in the world, so we're going to, unfortunately, somebody's pursuing it for Kai Tak to shade the area. Monorails are ugly. Why is there nothing underground? And I ask this even with more urgency because Earlier Roman asked about cycling. The comment was made that you have to be very careful with competing demand for space at ground level between cyclists and pedestrians. And now suddenly you carelessly say, well, maybe there's going to be an eco bus driving around the ground level. Well, there was talk about ground level and elevated level, and I mean, unless my ears have failed me, but it was said that it was at ground or elevated. Unless somebody made a mistake that this is going to be underground, then I'd like to hear about it. The second thing is, I know that everybody's very fearful of the protection of the harbour ordinance, and that was exactly why I was asking for your program. I'm not asking when you're going to build the pier. I'm asking what is your program to deal with the fact that you have a PHO, which is a communications program. Now, this committee is very well aware of that because we went through a very elaborate program to get through the Harbourfront Enhancement Review for Wan Chai. It was painstakingly gone through immediately and specifically because there is a PHO. Now, I'm asking what is your program to deal with it, and you're not answering that question, so I assume that you do not have a program. And the fact that you don't have a program concerns me because we've raised this issue last time you were here. So I'm asking you again, and if you can't give the answer now, Chair, then maybe they can give an answer separately later. What is your program to get community support, to identify the public overriding need and communicate and convince the community to support you so that you can come back and without being able, so that nobody can step around? Now, we've already said that we're unlikely to step up and challenge you on it because we think it will add the value to the harbour. But there could always be somebody in the community that will challenge you on it. So that you can't be challenged on it, you have to run a good program to make sure that it's an unchallengeable decision you're going to take. Well, you have to be organised. So I'm asking, when are you going to be organised and what's your program? Can you be clear? Because this is for the this is our issue, Harbourfront Enhancement. So I hope you can tell us what the program is. And the third one is the connection with TST and Kowloon Park, pedestrian connectivity. I mean, it's an old issue and it's been a dramatic issue. I know that millions of dollars are being spent by Highways Department, all kind of upgrading workers in the area. So I don't know why you can't show us a drawing how you can organize the pedestrian connectivity. And you're going to say you're going to do it in the future. But I see millions of dollars being spent on highways works around the area, but you can't tell me what the drawing will look like for the pedestrian connectivity. Well, I don't know what the program is here. When you're going to, are we going to build everything first and then build a bridge? I don't know what you're going to do, but can you show us a drawing or not? I mean, and when? I mean, do we have to wait 1 month or 10 years or what?
Thank you. Yeah, so can we hear from the team your response? We appreciate that some of these comments definitely cannot be addressed satisfactorily within this meeting. That would be like factual information where the pedestrian connections would be, and such information I think could be provided to the secretary later on. I think YY also have another set of comments, so let's get at that.
The question is on, you know, topic of trees. Actually, we love trees, you know, we want to see more trees in this park. And if you have already worked out some landscape proposal, just wonder if you can start planting trees now, because it takes a long time to plant trees.
All right, thank you. Comments from the team, please.
Yes, Chairman, maybe trees first. we are starting the nursery already, and the tree nursery contract already started, so you'll be seeing planting trees, that is very, very soon. Okay, back to Paul's three question. Ecobus, that's we're talking about below ground and also at Austin Road side, so we are not talking about ecobus above ground. Okay, second one, PHO, how are we going to go about doing it? We plan to do it, we can show you the program later. But definitely will be helpful that this group can also help us in terms of our approach to tackling this problem. And as we treat you as a partner and hope that you also treat us as a partner also, not as our subordinator. the third one is the connection. Maybe our transport team can also add some to the park. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you've asked for some drawings. We'd love to do some drawings, actually, for the bridges. Probably even on the PE3 big model that you saw, we kind of showed the garden bridge, as we've always called it, which is meant to be the garden bridge into Cowden Park. It's also meant to be a garden bridge into King George V Park as well. In fact, all these connections are meant to be more than, standard bridge connection that we see sometimes tragically around Hong Kong, because they're not great, a lot of them. So absolutely, it's definitely one of the things that we're all working on. I know it's part of the ongoing work that the authority are sort of is in the pipeline now. We've kind of envisioned it, if you like. This is the ideal that we'd like to do. It's now moving on to the next level of detail, and absolutely, yeah, we definitely want to do it. It's actually the next thing that we're going to go on. Now the feature is gone, it's actually the next part of the process. So, yeah. So, yeah.
All right.
I just want to supplement Paul's question about elevated or not elevated, APM, why not APM, EcoBus, why EcoBus. We feel that an elevated APM would spoil the environment of a traffic-free district. Also, the APM, we can have an APM within the district, but it will be difficult for us to extend that beyond, which does not then make for good connectivity to the outside. So an EcoBus system that can run on the periphery of the district and come underground with all the drop-off points along east-west of the district would help. So that's why the preference for EcoBus, which can also bring people to other areas of Kowloon. Number two, what else do I want to say? Oh, yes. No, but for the MPV, for example, the Foster concept is to wrap a hotel around the Western Harbour Tunnel, which is next to the MPV. So there is connectivity between then the MPV and the hotel next door, which then people can then walk and get to some access point, I'm sure drop-off point, below ground to catch EcoBus, whatever. And they can also walk north of what do you call that? North there to across to Elements. So I think we are thinking about that, although, you know, in reality it will be subject to detailed design. Then for the promenade, just now the question about promenade, the waterfront promenade, and how to have the buildings designed so that they flow out onto the promenade, that is indeed what we would wish to see. But of course, you know, we haven't started the design process yet for all these buildings. And that also brings to question the cycle track. If we were to have a very nice environment along the waterfront, then we need to think how to integrate a cycle track if we're going to have one all along the waterfront. So it's either for people to enjoy and use and, you know, sit outside or have a cycle track, or how to integrate the two. So these are all things that we will be looking at. There was something else. Oh, the pier, yes, the program. We actually have approached the former chairman of the Protection of the Harbour Group, Mr. Chu, and he is supportive of, okay, he is supportive. He has written to us, he expressed to us verbally that he is supportive, and he has written to say he will support one pier or two. So, with that in hand, we will absolutely start to look into this and to see how we do a communication program and how, in fact, in our short-term temporary uses of the western side of the site, which we will, you know, we will be using very soon, we may put things there to raise awareness of the use of the harbour front. So, okay, so that is, yeah.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'm very much aware of time, and I think every time, you know, when we talk about WKCD, everyone is very excited. So I just want to gather the last round of comments or questions before we just ask the team to respond to that. Franklin, you have some comments, right?
Thank you, Chair. I remember that in the PE stage, there's a principle for this master plan to be carbon neutral or even carbon positive development. And I think if we are serious about it, then I wonder where from this master plan can we see that it's a carbon neutral or even carbon positive development.
All right. So I gather there's no additional comments. May I ask the team to respond to this being carbon neutral?
Maybe I answer that. We are striving for at least low carbon. Zero, you said carbon negative, right? It's carbon positive. carbon negative at the present moment may be difficult, but we can certainly strive for it in the long run, in the medium time frame. And why not? Because in the Foster plan, actually there's a target for reaching carbon neutral. The park itself, the passive design will help, the active design that we will be looking into renewables, but how much renewables that we can get into, or whether we're going to use biogas and all this, we are also looking into it. But it's very obvious that without all those renewable things, we won't be able to have a carbon neutral right at the beginning or the start of this completion date, but probably in the longer run. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, MW. It's very important that we have this low carbon from energy to building to transport and to lifestyle. So I think all the views that has been presented by the task force on this draft development plan will actually be summarized and written in a document to be forwarded by the Town Planning Board for consideration. Because of the time constraint, once again, I don't think we have enough time for clearing that in the meeting. So if you trust me, then this will be cleared by me before actually being submitted to the Town Planning Board. Thank you very much, the team, for sharing with us the latest development and for all your responses. Thank you.